The following program is from a session recorded in 1989.
Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today is Don Pullen, who combines melodic brilliance and ingenuity with swirling chords and glissandos that form a totally unique musical experience. And that's really how it sounds to me, Don.
Oh, well, thank you.
It's exciting music.
Well, I work at it.
Boy, you certainly do. I mean, you picked out... I guess you didn't pick it out, but I mean, your style is very demanding technically.
Well, it is. You know, some of these tunes I write, it takes me weeks sometimes to learn how to play them. I mean, I have them in my head, I put them down on paper, and then to learn how to play really takes some time. My kids tease me. They say that I had been working on one particular piece for weeks, and finally, when I played it right, I hopped up from the piano and ran around the house shouting. So it can be, but it's fun.
Well, do the kids enjoy it? Your kids?
They do. In fact, they know all of my tunes before I learn how to play them, so they're whistling and humming the tunes while I'm playing it. They do it right, and I'm doing it wrong, so we sort of have fun there.
Well, it's amazing. I was reading something by Stanley Crouch, who, incidentally, must be a great fan. He wrote such wonderful liner notes for your, your album, and he talks about how you combine fusion and technique and melodies, and it's true, because when you hear the words like avant-garde and fusion, you tend to think of somebody that's very far out, or, you know, like... And it's not like that at all. It's got these beautiful melodies. Well, I'm getting interested to hear one. And one of the things that really intrigues me about your new Blue Note album and CD is that waltz it's got just a great melody. How did you come up with that? I mean, did it come in your head, like you just started whistling it, or what?
That's what it is. A lot of tunes come to me at that point between sleeping and waking. That's kind of a little twilight area, you know. And in that particular space, music is always just so beautiful. And when it comes to I hop out of the bed, write it down or play it or try to get it into the tape recorder. This one, I didn't have to do that. It just sort of stayed with me, and I didn't put it down right away. And the next day, I didn't put it down, and it just sort of said, "Oh well, this is something. I better see what it is." You know, I was sort of ignoring it at first.
Oh, you can't do that. Well, I can't wait to hear it. Yeah. Once upon a time, that's what it's called, isn't it?
Once upon a time. Yeah.
Okay. We should be on television, because the experience of watching you do that, I mean, just that one tune, do you have energy for any more? My God.
I think so.
But you know what's fascinating is the change over, like between what you think of as a straight ahead melody, like. And then you go into all those swirls. I mean, do you have to practice those? I mean, do you have fingering for those? You just go.
Yes, wow. I do. But it all happens so quickly that it sort of sometimes get all tangled up with elbows and arms and fingers and so forth. And it can get pretty hilarious at times. And sometimes in live performances, I have on ankle bells. So I will do have a rhythm going also with my feet, a counter-rhythm, a polyrhythm going on with my feet, hands, elbows, fingers and all. And it can get really complicated at times.
Well, it's exciting as can be. And I bet the folks never dreamed you were going to get into this when you were growing up in Roanoke, or did they?
No, they thought I was going to be the grand and glorious concert pianist. I tell them that I still am a concert pianist at heart. But that's really what they thought with my musical training. But I heard the blues, and I think that did it for me.
Did you start out by ear, or did you study? Or?
I studied. I started rather late, too. I think I was about 10 or 11.
Oh, you were real old when you started.
But, you know, I had read about pianists starting at 5, you know, so I thought that was the ideal age, 5 or 6. You know? So, I advanced rather rapidly. And I think by the time I was 12, I was sneaking out of the house and going to a little club downtown and playing. I'd be finished about 10:30, and I could sneak back in over the roof, back into the house, and nobody missed me.
Oh, you little devil. Yeah. Why did you go down to hear the blues people down there in the club?
Yeah.
Did you sit and, in? Then, did...
Yeah, and I was playing. I was playing. I had a duo with a bass player who also sang. In fact, he co-wrote a piece I'm going to do next. His name is Frank Dean. He co-wrote this piece
Frank
with me.
Frank Dean?
Mm-hmm.
Is he from Roanoke?
Yes, he's from Roanoke. He's living here in New York, bass player.
Uh-huh.
A brilliant composer.
There's more people out there than I know about.
It's really
incredible.
Is.
And this, well, Don, please go ahead and play this next piece because...
It's called The Sixth Sense, and actually it's in 5-4, but I call it The Sixth Sense... because we do have a sixth sense, but the 5 senses that we have are so obvious that we sort of ignore the sixth one. So I thought it would be appropriate if I called it The Sixth Sense and write it in 5-4.
Okay. Interesting piece too. Mm-hmm. And it's funny watching your feet. It's like you also play drums. You're playing the 5-4 time with both feet.
Yeah, that's where the bells on my ankles, the ankle bells, come in handy.
You should have brought the bells rhythm. Today.
You know, I thought about it. I said no, I wouldn't do it. They would have given me a little help there, a little impetus. Yeah.
Well, next time, because of course you seem very at ease playing solo piano, but I notice you have a wonderful trio on your new album, Tony Williams on drums and Gary Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this may be a departure from what you're usually doing, Don. A straight-ahead melodic tune, like something by Jerome Kern, the two of us.
Great. Sounds good.
And, well, let's see how that turns out. I'm dying to hear how all your swirls and elbow grease will work in this.
Okay.
All right, here goes. And before we do it, though, I just want to remind our listeners that they can get us in stereo. Don Pullen, you're on the right, piano on the right, and I, Marion McPartland, and on the left, piano. So here we go with all the things you are. Oh, it's such a kick hearing this music. I'll look forward to hearing your solo album. And I must say one more time that it's so nice of you to come over here and do the show with me.
Well, it's been very enjoyable. I mean, the experience of hearing you live again after so many years and playing duet piano is really fascinating.
Yeah, I think playing two pianos is a great level, or it's sort of like a tennis game, and you get to sort of get the measure of the other person, which is fun, of course. Well, let's wind up with a duet. Let's do some
great
blues. I mean, we can't go wrong with the blues,
no,
can we? No way.
Okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.